A member of the Idaho Fish and Game Commission resigned after a photo of him posing with hunting trophies on a trip to Africa drew international criticism. Matt Gillum has more on the controversy and the commissioner's swift departure.
The picture at the center of the firestorm shows Blake Fisher grinning as he props up three dead baboons with a smaller juvenile placed in its mother's lap. Blood is clearly visible on the small animal's chest, and the bow Fisher used to make the kill is visible at the edge of the frame. The photo is one of several Fisher sent to over 100 people documenting the exotic animals he and his wife harvested while on a trip to Namibia. They were eventually forwarded to Governor Butch Otter's office. John Hannion is Otter's spokesman.
He winced when he saw it. I did. The governor, this is somebody that's hunted all of his life. He's taken plenty of pictures with game that he's harvested in the field. But these photos that we're talking about were over the top.
Otter returned from out-of-state business early to deal with the situation. He accepted Fisher's resignation Monday. In a statement, Otter says he has high expectations for every person he appoints to serve in state government, and he says they're expected to use good judgment. Again, Hannion.
And the judgment part of this shouldn't really be a surprise to anyone, least of all an Idaho Fish and Game commissioner. In fact, hunter education guides clearly state that graphic images of harvested game are not appreciated by people who do not understand hunting and, in some cases, actively oppose hunting.
In addition to the baboons, Fisher and his wife killed several varieties of antelope, a warthog, a leopard, and a giraffe while in Africa. Matt Gillum, Boise State Public Radio News.